You're listening to SBS News.
Galas, fireworks, flash mobs, light displays, and messages from space. There's no event too extravagant to mark the Chinese Communist Party's 100th anniversary. On a street where the Red Army once roamed, a group of retirees in pastel blue uniforms belt out tunes. But these are far from impromptu performances. The scripted and heavily managed public demonstrations of patriotic pride are part of a months-long campaign to cement support for the government. On the streets of Beijing, red flags hang over nearly every storefront. And across the city, there are eye-catching displays stirring up a sense of patriotism among people, including this man.
The CCP has guided China over the last 100 years. There would be no modern China if not for the CCP.
Mao Zedong is head of the Communist Party, which dominates North China provinces with a population of some 90 million.
When the Communist Party was founded 100 years ago, China had just gone through famine and was confronted with political and social turmoil. Today, it's risen to become a global superpower. It was founding father Mao Zedong who led the party to power in 1949. But the CCP's centenary is as much about glorifying that past as it is about cementing the future and that of its present leader, President Xi Jinping. Willie Lam is a Hong Kong-based political commentator.
In particular for Xi Jinping, it is very important because he sees himself as the second Mao Zedong, so that he has assured the Chinese people that he will accomplish national reunification with Taiwan, which Mao Zedong failed, and also by the year 2035 or thereabouts, China can close the economic and military gap with the US and become one of the world's superpowers.
This year, Xi Jinping turned 68, the age top leaders are meant to retire. But after scrapping term limits for the presidency, there's no telling how long he'll remain in power. He's removed the single constraint put in place by Deng Xiaoping 25 years ago to prevent a repeat of Mao's dictatorial rule. Victor Gao is from the Center for China and Globalization.
I personally believe he probably will serve all the way up to 2035. Don't be surprised. And I think that will be many years that will cover, for example, the presidency of quite a few US presidents to come.
A new museum for the centenary tells the story of the enduring struggle of the Chinese nation, but with few notable omissions. There's no mention of the failures of the Cultural Revolution that left millions of people dead. COVID too has been rewritten as a story of strength in the country's leadership, with harsh lockdowns and ongoing restrictions keeping the virus at bay. Victor Gao again.
They now can see China in sharp contrast with many other countries, and they see how the Communist Party of China putting saving lives first, regardless of all the costs.
Regardless of its turbulent past, the centenary has been a unifying occasion for many people. But Michael Shoebridge from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute says that's in part because the CCP is a deeply controlling organisation.
The regime has had a lot of success in stoking very strident nationalism inside the Chinese population. And it's also had a lot of success in using technology and numbers to surveil and control its own population. So I think its grip on power is reasonably strong, but it's entering into a period when its external environment is going to be far less favourable than before, and when the party's way of ruling is getting more and more controlling because it's anxious about its control.